The Worm Ouroboros by E.R. Edison. Chapter 9. Salapanta Hills. Of the landing of Lord Jus and his companions in Outer Impland, and their meeting with Zeldornius, Halteranius, and Jalcaneus Faustus, and of the tidings told by Mivarsh, and the dealings of the three great captains on the hills of Salapanta. On the 31st day after that council held in Crothering, the fleet of Demonland put to sea from Lookinghaven. 11 dragons of war and 2 great ships of burthen, bound for the uttermost seas of earth in quest of the Lord Goldry Blushko. 1800 demons fared on that expedition, and not a man among them that was not a complete soldier. For 5 days they rode southaway on a windless sea, and on the 6th the sea cliffs of Goblinland came out of the haze on their starboard bow. They rode south along the land, and on the 10th day out from Lookinghaven, passed under the Ness of Ozam, journeying thence 4 days with a favoring wind over the open seas to Cibrion. But now, when they had rounded that dark promontory and were about steering east along the coast of Impland, the Moor, and less than 10 days' journey lay betwixt them and their haven in Muelva, a dismal tempest suddenly surprised them. For 40 days it swept them in hail and sleet over a wide wallowing ocean, without a star, without a course, till, on a fierce midnight of wind and darkness and roaring waters, was Jus's and Spitfire's ship, and other 4 in her company, driven on the rocks, on a lee shore, and broken in pieces. Hardly, and after long battling among great waves, those brethren won ashore, weary and hurt. In the inhospitable light of a wet and windy dawn, they mustered on the beach such of their folk as had escaped out of the mouth of destruction. And they were 333. Spitfire, beholding these things, spake, and said, "This land hath a villainous look, stirreth my remembrance, as but to behold verjuice soureth the mouth of him who had once tasted thereof. Rememberest thou this land?" Jus scanned the low, long coastline that swept north and west to an estuary, and beyond ran westwards till it was lost in the scud and driving spray. Desolate birds flew above the welter of the surges. He said, "Certainly, this is Arlen Mouth, where least of all I had choosed to come a land with so small a head of men. Yet shalt thou prove here, as it hath ever been, how all occasions are but steps for us to climb fame by." "Our ship's lost," cried Spitfire, "and the more part of our men, and worst of all, Brandok the Ha, that is worth 10,000. Easilier shall a little ant bib this ocean dry than shall we in this taking perform our enterprise." And he cursed and blasphemed, saying, "Cursed be the malice of the sea, which, having broke our power, now speweth us ashore here to our mere undoing, and so hath done great succor to the king of Witchland, and unto all the world beside, great damage." But Jus answered him, "Think not that these contrary winds come of fortune, or by the influence of malignant and combustive stars. This weather bloweth out of Carcy. Even as these very waves thou beholdest have each his backwash or undertow, so followeth after every sending an undertow of evil hap, whereby, albeit in essence a less deadly thing, many have been drowned and washed away who stood unremoved against the main stroke of the breaker. So were we twice since that day brought near to our bane. First, when our judgment being darkened with a strange distraction, we went up with Gaslark against Carcy. Next, when this storm wrecked us here by Arlen Mouth. Though by mine art I rebated the king's sending, yet against the maleficial undertow that followed it, my charms avail not, nor the virtues of all sorcerous herbs that grow. Are these things so, and wilt thou yet be temperate? Said Spitfire. Content thee, said Jus. The sands run down. A certain time only runneth this stream for our hurt. It must now have well nigh spent itself, and it were too perilous for him to conjure a second time, as last May he conjured in Carcy. Who told thee that? Asked Spitfire. I do but conjecture it, answered he, from my studying of certain prophetic writings touching the princes of that bloodened line, whereby it appeareth, yet not clearly, but riddle-wise, that if one and the same king, assaying a second time in his own person an enterprise in that kind, should fail, and the powers of darkness destroy him, then is not his life spilt alone, as it fortuned aforetime unto Gorice the Seventh at his first attempt, but there shall be an end forever of the whole house of Gorice, which hath for so many generations reigned in Carcy. Well, said Spitfire, so stand we to our chance. Old Muckhills will bloom at last. Now for 19 days fared those brethren and their company eastward through outer Impland. First across a country of winding sleepy rivers and reedy lakes innumerable, then by rolling uplands and champaign ground. At length, on an even, they came upon a heath running up eastward to a range of tumbled hills. The hills were not lofty nor steep, but rugged of outline, and their surface rough with crags and boulders, so that it was a maze of little eminences and valleys grown upon by heather and fern and rank sad-colored grass, with stunted thorn-trees and junipers harboring in the clefts of the rocks. On the watershed, as on a horse's withers, looking west to the red October sunset and south to the far line of the Dodornian Sea, they came upon a spy fortalice, old and desolate, and one sitting in the gate. For very joy their hearts melted within them when they knew him for none other than Brandoc Daha. So they embraced him, as one beyond hope risen from the grave. And he said, Through the straits of Melikafkaz was I born, and wrecked at last on the lonely shore, 10 leagues southward from this spot, whither I won alone, having lost my ship and all my dear companions. In my mind it was that ye must fare by the road to Muelva if ye suffered shipwreck in the outer coasts of Impland. Hearken, he said, and I will tell you a wonder. A 7 night have I awaited you in this roosting stead of daws and owls, and it is a caravanserai of great armies that pass by in the wilderness, and having parleyed with 2, I await the 3rd. For well I think that here I have made discovery of a great mystery, one that hath engaged the speculations of wise men for years. For on that day of my coming hither, when sunset was red, as now you see it, behold, an army marching up from the east, with great flags a-flaunting in the wind, and all kinds of music, which I, beholding, methought, if these be enemies, then goeth down my life days with honour. And if friends, then cometh provender from those wagons of burthen that follow this army. A weighty argument, since not so much as the smell of victuals had I, save nasty nuts and berries of the open field, since I came forth of the sea. So went I, taking my weapons, on the walls of this spy fortalice, and hailed them, bidding them say forth their quality. And he that was their captain rode up under the walls, and hailed me with all courtesy and noble port. And who think ye 'twas? They answered not. One that hath been famous, said he, up and down the earth, for a marvellous, valorous, and brave soldier of fortune. Have ye forgot that enterprise of Gaslark that had its bearing in Impland?
Was he little and dark?
Asked Jus, like a keen dagger suddenly unsheathed at midnight, or bright with the splendor of a pennoned spear at adjusting on high holiday? Or was he dangerous of aspect, like an old sword, rusty in the midst, but bright at point and edge, brought forth for deeds of destiny at the fated day?
Thine arrow striketh in the triple ring of the mark, said Lord Brandock the Ha. Great of growth he was, and a very peacock of splendor in his panoply of war, and a great pitch-black stallion bare him. So I spake him fair, saying, O most magnificent and godlike Helteranius, conqueror in 100 fights, what makest thou these long years in outer Impland with this great head of men? And what dark lodestone draws you these 9 years, since with great sound of trumpets and tramp of horses, thou and Zeldornius and Jalcaneus Faustus went forth to make Impland Gaslark's footstool? Since which time all the world believeth you lost and dead.
And he beheld me with alien eyes, and made answer,
O Brandock de Ha, the world journeyeth to its silly will, but I fare alway with my purpose before me. Be it 9 years, or but 9 moons, or 9 ages, what care I? Zeldornius would I encounter, and engage him in battle, that still fleeth before my face. Eat and drink with me to-night, but think not to detain me, nor to turn me to idle thoughts beside my purpose. For with the dawning of the day I must forth again in quest of Zeldornius. So I ate and drank, and was merry that night with Helteranius in his pavilion of silk and gold. And with the dawn he marshalled his army and marched westward toward the plains. And on the third day, as I sat without this wall, cursing your slow coming, behold, an army marching from the east, and one leading them mounted on a small dun horse. And he was clad in black armor, shining like the raven's wing, with black eagle plumes in his helm, and eyes like the eyes of the Cat o' Mountain, full of sparkling flame. Little was he, and fierce of face, and lithe, and hard to look on, and tireless to look on, like a stoat. And I hailed him from where I sat, saying, O most notable and puissant Jalcaneus Faustus, shatterer of the hosts of men, whitherward over the lonely heaths forlorn, thou and thy great armament? And he lighted down from his horse, and took me by the arms with both his hands, and said, If a man dream, to speak with dead men betokens profit. And art not thou of the dead, O Brandock de Ha? For in forgotten days that now spring up in my mind as flowers in a weed-choked garden after many years, so bloomest thou in my memory. Great among the great ones of the world that was, thou and thine house in Crothering above the sea-locks in many mountain demon-land. But oblivion like a sounding sea soundeth betwixt me in those days, and the noise of the surf stoppeth mine ears, and the mist of the sea darkeneth mine eyes that strain for a sight of those far times and the deeds thereof. Yet, for those dead days' sake, eat with me and drink with me to-night, since here for a night once more I pitch my moving tent on Salapanta Hills. And to-morrow I fare onward, for never may rest bring balm to my soul till I find out Helteranius and smite his head from his shoulders. Great shame to him, but little marvel is it, that he still courseth before me as an hare, for traitors were ever dastards. And who ever heard tell of a more hellish, devilish, damned traitor than he? 9 years ago, when Zeldornius and I made ready to decide our quarrels by battle, word came to me in a lucky hour how that this Helteranius, with cunning colubrine and malice viperine and slight serpentine, went about to attack me in the rear. So turned I right about to crush him. but the fat Chuff Cat was fled.
So spake Jalcaneus Faustus. And I ate and drank with him that night, and caroused with him in his tent. And at break of day he struck camp, and rode west away with his army.
Brandok Daha ceased, and looked eastward towards the gates of night. And lo, an army faring up from the lower moorlands toward them on the ridge, horsemen and footmen in dense array, and their captain on a great brown horse riding in the van. Long-limbed he was, and lean, all armed in dusty, rusty armor, hacked and dinted in 100 fights, with worn leather gauntlets on his hands, and a faded campaigning cloak thrown back from his shoulders. He carried his casque at his saddle-bow, and his head was bare. The head of an old, lean hunting dog, with white hair, swept back from a rugged brow where blue veins showed. Great-nosed and bony-faced, with huge, bushy-white mustachios and eyebrows, and blue eyes gleaming from cavernous eye-sockets. His horse was cursed-looking, with ears laid back and bloodshed, dangerous eyes, and he in the saddle sat erect and unyielding as a lance. When he and his army came up upon the ridge, he drew rein and hailed the demons. And he said, "On every 9th day these 9 years have I beheld this lonely place of earth, as I pursued after Jalcaneus Faustus, that still eludeth me, and still fleeth before me. And this is strange, since he was ever a great fighter, and engaged these 9 years past to do battle with me. And now fear cometh upon me, that eld draweth a veil of illusion athwart mine eyes, portending the approach of death, or ever I perform my will. For here in the uncertain light of evening rise up before me shapes and semblances, as of guests of Gaslark the King in Zajizakulo in days gone by, old friends of Gaslark's out of many mountain demon land, Brandok Daha that slew the King of Witchland, and Spitfire of Owlswick, and Jus his brother, the same which had lordship over all the demons ere we fared to Impland.